Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Shower. Good afternoon. I am so glad that you are with us on this afternoon. It is just such a pleasure for your being here, and I'm just really excited on today. It is, again, Monday, and we are here at Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, and I'm just thanking God for the love affair that he and I share. It's totally beyond compare. Just came off the long week of 11:59, a minute to midnight marketplace prayer boot camp, and it was just really awesome. I do encourage you to go to our website, www.themeplace.org. You can download all 7 of the power pack sessions that we had beginning last Monday night, and we ended it this last night on Sunday night from December 7th through the 13th. So you want to make sure that you get to our website, that you're able to access them. I also want to just to let you know that we are still offering all of our coaching packages at 50% off. We've never done this before. We don't know if we're going to do it again. And so I encourage you to go to our website, www.themeplace.org, in order for you to take advantage of it and to become a subscriber to it. We are looking to do some great things next year, including our signature event, the O Breakout Empowerment and Leadership Conference. So you want to make sure you're connected to us. I'm coming out with a couple of books in a few weeks. I will be coming out in a couple of months. I'll be coming out with I Decided, Moving from Resolution to Execution. So you want to make sure that you're connected to us, that you're getting all this information. And I'm telling you, next year we just have such great things planned, not just for ourselves, but to help you become all God envisioned so you can experience what God saw: spiritual abundance, wholeness, and wealth. And so with that said, I want to maximize every minute that we have on today. And so I'm excited about our guest that's coming to be with us on this morning. Her name is Renee Wiggins. She's a registered dietitian, and she's the owner of Results by Renee, where she mentors, trains, and change lives in the health and wellness industry. And she's been doing this for over 20 years. A strong believer and encourager in living an authentic, healthy lifestyle, Renee specializes in designing customized lifestyle programs that are tailored to client needs, goals, and habits. And her areas of expertise are diabetes and weight management, through which she uses a variety of presentations to educate, including workshops, lectures, and one-on-one consultations. Renee is an author of several books: Can I Exercise Sitting Down?, Stress Down and Lift Up, Transformations, Give Up the Struggle, and her latest book, Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, A 40-Day Journey to Wellness, which won the Christian Writers Award. So I'm excited to have Renee here. Renee, I'm so excited for you to be here at this time. I know that I want to just make this other introduction. I read some things that Renee had been putting up on LinkedIn, so you want to make sure that you follow her on the social media platforms, and she'll give you all of that information. But I read some information she had, and it just really piqued my interest. And so I encouraged her to come and be a part of Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie on today, because I know as we're going into these holidays, sometimes we overeat. I know I do. I started last week, but I was good. I didn't eat all that pie in one day. I savored the pie over a few days, but there was a time when I would have eaten all that pie in like 4 hours. But I was good. So, Renee, welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. And what I'd like for you to do is just take a moment to tell us a little more about yourself. I know we have that little capsule of information that that we just read to our listening audience, but could you share some more information with us about who you are, how you got started in this, and what's your passion for helping people establish a healthy lifestyle?
Well, first of all, thank you for inviting me. This has been a long journey for me. I started back in 1983. I took a course at a local community college, and it was nutrition. And I thought I knew everything about nutrition because I grew up, here I'm telling my age, with the basic four food groups. And so Dad always made us drink milk at every meal, and we had to have vegetables at lunch and dinner. If Mom served something like macaroni and cheese and there was no vegetables, Dad would get up and cook vegetables to make sure we had vegetables. Well, I went, I was going to the school, and I was also at work at a hospital, and one of the persons there was writing down all these numbers next to her food. And I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm counting my calories. So I asked her, what are calories? She was studying to be a registered dietitian, plus she was working there as a blood drawer, and she started telling me all about nutrition and blah, blah, that. And I said, oh, okay. I took a course, and when I went in with that course, I thought I knew, and I didn't know. I went in with zero knowledge and came out with 100% knowledge. I did not realize, Jackie, that food can help you, but it can also harm your body if you don't eat right. It was a rude awakening because I grew up with Dad using salt, Lori's seasoned salt, other salt, garlic salt. We just salt everything to death. And so it was a transformation for me because I started to cook eggs without oil in a pan full of water, get that water really hot, and then scramble that egg real fast and didn't have any seasoning on it. And for the first time in those 20-some-odd years, I said, wow, this is what food really tastes like. It got to a point that my nieces, when they come to visit, and I was babysitting them, they would bring their own grape juice, their own eggs, their own food, because they would tell their mommy, you know Aunt Nanny don't use salt and pepper. You know her juice is not sweetened. You know this, you know that. And I realized I became such a freak. But it really was a rude awakening for me because I did not know how good food can really taste without all that heavy salt on it. Mm-hmm. Well, as time progressed, I went to Howard because I didn't want to just be a diet tech, because what happened was after that local community college, I went on to become a diet tech, which is a 2-year program. I wasn't satisfied. So I went on to Howard to become an RD. And what happened was I met a young lady. She was a bodybuilder. And she told me, well, you can't just tell people about how to eat, Renee. You also have to know about the body. Jackie, this is another awakening because, again, I'm thinking the food is one thing. Now you're going to tell me I have to exercise because I had been thin all my life. People used to say, if you write Renee, put her down twice because she can overeat the guys in the family. And I would sit with the guys in the family because I can eat, but I wouldn't gain any weight. Now she's telling me, oh, no, you got to exercise too. And so I went to the local, YMCA, and then I started learning about exercise, and then again I got hooked on exercise and nutrition. All that go hand in hand in the body. I realized how food play important part. Don't want to salt your food because it can increase your risk for hypertension and heart disease. You got to make sure that your food has plenty of fiber because you want that fiber to attack that cholesterol to be excreted out through your feces and urine. I mean, it was just so mind-boggling about all the information about how food can help you and harm you. And then the exercise on boot, woo! And then I saw how exercise was sculpturing my body. My waist was getting tiny. My legs were firming up. I said, whoa, this is really something. And so with all that knowledge, and I was so just absorbing like a sponge, my passion became nutrition and exercise because that helps the community. When you got a strong, healthy community, that community can help build a city, a town, a nation. And then if everybody is healthy, then what? It decreases the risk of all the other diseases that we're suffering today. All the billions of dollars that are going into medicine can be reduced if everybody chooses to at least live a good, healthy lifestyle. But unfortunately, over the years, Jackie, I've learned not everybody is that way. Their food becomes their monkey on their back, their friend, their comforter, and people tend to overeat. And when they overeat, they increase their weight gain, and that weight gain can lead to obesity, diabetes, hypertension, heart disease. We have to go back to where our ancestors ate. If you have to garden your food for your food, also cook the basics and exercise. That equates to a healthier lifestyle. So my passion has been helping people achieve a healthier lifestyle.
You know, and I as we were talking about overeating, and I tell people, I said one of my biggest challenges when it comes to food has always been moderation. It was nothing like when I would go to, let's say I'll take Wendy's, because Wendy's is my sort of my overeating story. But I would go to Wendy's, I would order a triple Wendy's, and I would order a supersized fry, and I would order a Frosty, and then I would order a Diet Coke or Pepsi, whichever one they sold. That's what I would order, and I would eat all of it at one time. And you know, and some people would say they don't even have a triple Wendy because they didn't even put it up on the put it up. At first they did, and then they took it down, probably because most people weren't buying the triple Wendy. But I have to. That's my challenge: is always eating in moderation and telling myself it doesn't take all of that food for you to eat. And so what we find is that we know about nutrition, but that overeating. Because some people say, I'll admit I'm guilty, that I'll say, well, I'm eating the right thing so I can eat as much as I want. So say, for instance, if I'm eating a lot of vegetables, can I still eat as much as I want, or do I still need to exercise moderation?
It goes hand in hand, because you can still eat a lot of vegetables, but it depends on what you put on those vegetables, what kind of sauces. And those sauces can be high in fat, and high in salt, and high in sugar. The exercise helps your heart and lungs to become strong. I tell people, look at exercise as, not as the demon-like diet, but as your friend, because you want to be able to run for the bus or lift something up or carry your groceries or walk up and down the stairs. So exercise is not meaning, well, I got to run, I got to jog or jump up and down, because that's stressful on the body too. The idea, we want you to perform routine daily activities, lifting something from the top shelf, bending down, because for some people they fall, but guess what? They can't get back up. And that is more harm than good, because then you're forced to lay there until somebody comes and gets you. So
no,
exercise is moving and dancing and just being able to walk. Anybody can walk from 2 to 92.
That's true. You're so right. Now you were saying that as we're coming up on the holidays and I know people are going to overeat, but you know, tell us how we can stuff the turkey and not ourselves over the holidays.
Yes, I had that saying of don't stuff yourself, stuff the turkey. And the idea helped. And during the holidays, everybody's going to eat, because I grew up, if you didn't eat the food that your uncle or aunt placed in front of you, you insulted them and they would not invite you back. So what I tell people, let's suppose it's holiday time, either Thanksgiving or Christmas, and you have three houses to visit. When you go to the first house, just concentrate on the meat and vegetables. That's all. You go to the second house, just the potato and vegetables. And then the third house, just the dessert. So that way you space your meals across. That way you won't be looking like you're eating all the meat and the starches at all three houses. You're just dividing up your dinner among three houses. So during the holiday, those eggnogs, those drinks that are heavy with cream and liquor, because that's where all your calories. In other words, don't drink your calories. You can have unsweetened iced tea, unsweetened ginger ale, and put some fruit in it. You can have some kind of low-sugar fruit punch for starters. Then you can have both up on the salad and have the dressing on the side. And then you decide, do you have to have the mashed potatoes and the yams? Can you have either or? If you focus on the yams, don't put the marshmallows on top. And with yams, you know, you can slice them up very thin, put them in a frying pan, and what I do is I get like a 16-ounce or 8-ounce pineapple slices with the juice and pour that in there and sprinkle raisins on top and put the frying pan top on it, and then just let that simmer. And talking about, ooh, that is so good. That we can do, or you can bake it in the oven and then put 1 teaspoon of, you know, either butter, or you can put some raisin in it, put a slice or a little line, a hole, and stuff it with raisins. And you can have that with your sweet potato. Focus on the vegetable sauces on the side. Now we're getting into starch, you know, the rice and everything. Yes, you have to have gravy, but again, do you have to have the mashed potatoes, the sweet, the yams, and the rice? So choose one of those three sides because you know you're going to have cake. Go ahead and have a cake, but I tell everybody, look at that tea bag size, you know, the tea bag cover, your tea bag comes in, and have that as your measurement or one of those 2x2 posties for your cake. Take the icing off. That way you won't feel deprived and get mad. Otherwise, you might overeat because you feel you're deprived. So space your meals apart. Look for items that are low in fat. If you're going to visit somebody, take the low-fat, low-sugar, low-salt dish with you. That way you can eat much of that and less of the other items. Turn your back away from the table if you can. Go sit to the very farthest end of the room. Be the life of the party. Talk, talk, talk. When you focus on talking and entertaining everybody else, you forget about the food.
Wow.
So those are just some ideas and tips.
You know, as you were giving those ideas and those tips, and I was just thinking about myself, and I was thinking, you don't have to take the icing off. I said, that's the best part of the cake.
Yes, I know, I know.
I mean, so it's like, okay, we have to have some discipline here in order for us to be able to be effective in our holiday eating and not emerge on the other side with our waistlines a lot larger than what we want them to be. But I want you to expound on what do you mean when you say God's fast food versus fast food?
When we look at fast food here, I want everybody to think about fast food. Is there Judas, so to speak? What is, you know, Judas, remember in the Bible there? He betrayed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so think of fast food as your betrayal. It doesn't promote you spiritually, physically, or mentally. It robs you, doesn't it, the fast food, because it's high in salt, high in sugar, and high in fat. Yes, we need salt. Yes, we need some fat for our hips and make the food flavorful and tasty. Yes, we need some sugar for energy, but we don't have to exceed it beyond its measure. So that's what I'm talking about. Think of man's fast food, you know, all that junk food. But God's fast food, when I'm thinking fast, I'm thinking something quick. Bananas, raisins, nuts, at least like a little handful of nuts, trail mix, unsalted popcorn, things that you can carry with you, fast food, especially during this holiday when you're at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
You got the cinnamon buns at one side, you got something else, and people are walking up and down in the mall. You want to taste this? You want to taste that? Want to taste that? But take God's food, because these foods I'm talking about have grown on the trees. Take an apple with you. Before you go, dice up an apple real small. Put cinnamon on it, nutmeg on it, zap it in the microwave. If you want to use a microwave, if you don't want to use a microwave, then put it in the oven just for no more than 4 to 5 minutes. In the microwave, at least 2 to 3 minutes. It come out nice and hot and soft. You think you were eating apple pie. Then put that in your little snack bag or in a bag that you can carry with you that the apple won't, you know, have the plastic melt, M-E-L-T. But carry that with you. And then a banana, or even just slice up some apple. If you put like chocolate pudding in a plastic bag, then you can dip that apple or dip that banana in there. That's what I'm talking about, God's fast food. Nuts, raisins, things that grow on trees that are good and healthy. Or make a smoothie before you go to the mall. That way you can sip on that throughout your little shopping tour as opposed to get the mall smoothies, which are much higher caloric, you know, plenty of calories, and that's cinnamon bun. Before you know, because you're enjoying the festive, the music, the colors, you are really eating well over 2,000 calories at the mall. This way, if you carry God's fast food, the things that he helped make from the tree, better man's fast food.
Yeah, and, you know, that is so true. And true enough, it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort. And then some people talk about how, but you know what? It takes more money. You know, I always think about, and this is a scripture that stays with me, 1 Corinthians in the 6th chapter, and it says that You know, God made the stomach for the food and food for the stomach, but they both are going to be destroyed. And I think when we begin to move from the temporariness, from satisfying the temporary needs of this world, including the overeating, to really begin to take on the eternal mindset of God, then that's when we're able to understand that our stomach and food is going to be destroyed ultimately in the end. But what we do in order to build ourselves up God's way, that's what's going to matter, because it's going to, number one, you're going to be able to think more clearly when you go into Daniel, the first chapter, and you look at Daniel and the Hebrew boys. After 10 days, they emerged smarter and wiser and stronger because they had a plant-based diet. And I don't believe that these things are just haphazardly put in the Word of God. I believe they're put there in order for us to gain wisdom and taking a look at that God, He wants us to be healthy and wealthy in every area of our lives. He wants us to have to be spiritually, abundantly, whole and wealthy in every area of our lives. And I believe when it comes to food, that is one area that we in the kingdom of God, we tend to lack, because we tend to almost worship food, glorify food, and so we're looking at food. Many times you have to look at it that it's trying to fill this emotional need. Now, Renee, how can you share with our listening audience, how can food make us whole?
Food can make us whole. And that word whole now is talking about whole foods. When they talk about whole foods, they're not talking about processed foods, foods that are made from man generically or genetic modified. We're talking about, you know, again, plants, you know, gardens. I want to say the Garden of Eden, you want to say. Plants, spinach, kale, mustard greens, collards, fruits on the trees. If you cannot grow it on your backyard, at least you can grow it on your patio or terrace. So when we talk about whole food, we're talking about, okay, I'll give you an example. Last night I blended red pepper with carrots. I sauteed some onions and had cayenne pepper and curry, you know, good seasonings, and made that into a soup as opposed to buying those canned soups with a high in salt and high in fat. So when we talk about whole foods, we're talking about foods that have very little process to them. The other day I had raisins, bananas, and I mixed dates together and shredded coconut, unsweetened shredded coconut together, shaped it into a ball, and then rolled it into some more coconut and put it in the refrigerator. See, those things, items are high in sugar too, but it's natural sugar because it comes from the fruit right there. It's not something that's man-made like the table sugar. When we're talking about whole fruits, again, the avocado with again, blend it with spinach or blend it with cucumber to make cold soup. That's a raw soup, but it's good for you. Again, you can add some cayenne or pepper to it just to give it a little heat. So many people thinking that vegetables are nasty or they cook them the same way all the time. They either drown the collard greens. You can take collard greens instead of kale and blend it with your banana and pineapple. We're looking at foods that are coming from the garden, and yes, now because man has alternated them from years and years ago, the way they first came on earth. But I believe if you get more fresh fruit and more vegetables into your diet, you're less likely to develop diabetes and hypertension and heart disease. See, in the scripture, Proverbs 17:22 says, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bone." I feel that when you eat healthy, you feel healthy, you build up your self-esteem. But when you're eating all that high-fat food, if you become depressed, then you go for the comfort foods, which, again, is high-fat, high-salt, and sugar. And I have to repeat that because that makes us even more depressed. And if you become more depressed, then you just don't feel like taking care of yourself. But when you're eating healthy, you're eating whole foods, when you're going back into that kitchen and think of that kitchen as a healing center, how you prepare the food is not only reflect on you, but even future generations down the line. You know, my grandmother didn't mind being in the kitchen. Breakfast and lunch were heavy meals, but they called supper, and, you know, that kitchen was closed after 5 o'clock in the evening. You could not go back in that kitchen. We used to wait for them to go to sleep so we could sneak, but they somehow knew. If you wanted food, you had to grab that apple or that orange that was on the table in that basket. So we just have to reset our minds, change our frame of mindset, you know. Stop putting our step forward and let God be intact. In other words, we got to think from the inside out. And it's not only about the way we eat, but it's also God's word. So it's all that go hand in hand. If you eat the whole foods and then you also meditate on his word and believe in God, you become a whole person.
Okay, so if you begin to really eat the way God has outlined, we begin to feel that place of wholeness and becoming that whole person that God has called for us to be because I believe that when we begin to eat the way God wants us to eat, it also enable us not to just concentrate on food all the time, because I think when you're concentrating on food all the time, it really makes you overeat because you're constantly thinking that, you know, that you need to satisfy a hunger that's not really there, when in essence you need to begin to analyze why is it you are hungry all the time. And I see the one of the verses that you talk about is Proverbs 3:8. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Exactly as we're looking at it and it's saying it shall be health to our navel and marrow to our bones. How would a person look at this in order to transform their mindset about eating?
You mentioned it right there. So in the nation of dieting and food, you look at all the restaurants and everything are going up. But when we concentrate on the word, when we live by the word and just focus, let me give you an example, and excuse me, I remember the exact, but we remember the 10,000 and who started out with the army of 10,000. If you could correct me, and then he went down to 300. I tell people that in the same way, look at how many calories you start out with. And then if you really look at it, God brought him down to he only needed 300 men. But, of course, he was talking about those who drank from the lake looking up, that was his main focus. But I just want to paraphrase it. We don't need all that 10,000 calories for our body. We just need what our body needs. But the thing is, our mind has come to a point that we just, like you said, look at that food. We just gorge on that food we keep because a lot of times it's our friend. It's our comfort. It's something that's lacking in us. And I believe it's because we're not really concentrating on God and also helping our brothers and sisters. We're focusing on that food. If you lose your job, the first thing is your friends go out and let's eat. Or if your boyfriend, what you're going to do? You're going to go eat. Something happens, you go eat. Everything is focusing on eat because what happens is when you eat that food, then the hormones in your body rises and you feel jolly for a while and then it comes back down to that level which makes you depressed. But I believe if we focus on God from the inside out, bless that food, be happy for what you have, no matter how small it is, then you become satisfied. Paul was content in whatever circumstances. We have to be content too, but we're not. We're a people that some reason we're lacking something inside, and I believe truly it is our faith. It is some form of religion, something that we need inside to bind us, to keep us away so we won't be shackled down by our eyesight of looking at food and got to hover over and eat it and keep it to ourselves because something inside is lacking. And when you realize what is going on, then we can help you. But I can't help you by telling you, okay, don't eat this, don't eat that, don't eat that. I got to substitute it with something. And we got to find a substitution that's going to be helpful for you, not me, for you, to help you get over that. And I find out when more and more people are reading the word, if they're going by Daniel or things begin to light up, they begin to eat less because they're focusing merely on the word and their way of life.
You know, you were talking about, we're talking about emotional eating. And one thing about the holidays is that it's, for those who've lost their loved ones, it's a very emotional time. And so, if they're just trying to get through the holidays, and I know earlier this year, we lost our pastor at our church, and so we've been going through this transition. Mm. And many of the people at our church, they have really lost a lot of their loved ones. And so as you're going through the holidays and you're experiencing with this loss, you know, how can you maintain balance? Because I know when I lost my sister 2 years ago, and I found myself just eating, and I remember just eating and eating and eating. And then I came to the conclusion after going through, really, I had to go through a 40-day fast, and I realized she was not coming back. And all my waistline was doing was getting bigger. And if she was here, she'd be like, I don't know why you're getting so big. So I said, you know what? I'm not doing her any good, and I'm definitely not doing myself any good. So I need to stop eating and come up with some other way to release this emotion. But I know that as we're going through the holidays and so many people, they're dealing with grief. You know, how do you deal with the grief and still eat healthy, still maintain that healthy lifestyle? Because it is an emotional time.
It truly is. It's from really November to almost February, because we're in most of the time too, and therefore we focus more on that grief. And then you find out hospitals are really loaded with more mental health persons during that time. Mm-hmm. So what people need to do, or I want to say encourage, if they have a counselor in the church, now, other than the pastor, you know, now we're talking about social workers, but there are some ministers that also specialize in counseling. Or if you have to find a therapist, because this is the time of year, as you mentioned, where we tend to overeat. In other words, it's really become a form of self-medication, celebrating the death and not the life. So you don't realize you, too, are dying.
That's powerful.
It takes a powerful mindset, like you said, to wake up. I can't go through this no more. Let me celebrate her. You can do a foundation or something, a charity in that person's name, as opposed of Mr. Person, and keep saying it to, because when you say it, you become it. You know, you say it over and over and over. It becomes just a rehearsal of that. And you got to let go. And letting go doesn't mean you're not going to forget the person. You just have to let go so you can let God, so you can live. Otherwise, you're walking dead.
Yeah,
and you're no good to nobody else around you. And you have to be able to tell your story, because somewhere, somebody is on the internet or somewhere else that's going through the same thing that you're going through, or whoever's going through. And because they didn't get to hear your story, they too are walking dead.
Yeah.
So we have to celebrate that life. We have to really find a partner, someone we can trust in, that we can talk to, that can help us get out of that pit. And I want to say into the pulpit to tell their story so they can help others.
Yeah, that's really good, because as I said, you do find that during this time of year that, you know, people in that emotional even escalate, because even if you're amongst family members, you find yourself feeling lonely because that person is not there. And so you may tend to overeat just a little more, but I know our time is moving fast. But you know, I know that you have all your books out, and we named all the books that you have authored already. But are you coming up with any other books that you have written, or is there any other thing that any other written material that you have?
Well, Jack, it's funny you say that. I got four of them sitting at the foot of my foot right now, four more books. One is going to do on snacks, teaching people how to eat healthy by choosing the right snacks. And the other one I really haven't named, Jackie, but it's dealing with a lighthouse on the shore, and how God is either favor or is it grace, and how God guides our life, you know, keep us from the rocks, just like that lighthouse did with a beam of light. So I'm also working on that. And I do have another devotional, another Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, but this is going to be a devotional, and it's a life transformation devotional. It has to be in several parts of faith, the seed, and journey that we go through in life. So, yes, I'm working on that, and I'm working on a telesummit that hopefully will come out in February called Comeback Divas. These are women that I interviewed that are fiery and fearless, that went through, if you don't mind my saying, through hell, and now they come back to be either ministers, lay pastors, or coaches, and people that can inspire others. And these women have really been, we were almost crying when I was interviewing, and now they're on the top, and they have changed around, and they're helping others with their stories. So these are things that I'm working on right now.
Oh, and I think, like, I was listening to the snack thing, because a lot of times when we're snacking, and I think snacking really gets you, because you think that if you just eat a little snack, or even going through like Sam's Club, and they have their little food out there, and you're eating just, you say, okay, I'm going to eat one, or I'm going to eat two or three. I don't think we look at those as calories. I don't think we look at that as, it's like those are not calories. For some reason, we think those aren't calories. That's just me taking a little snack, you know, at Sam's Club. So I think that's going to be really helpful to people as they move forward, to know that, you know, you can snack, and in the process of your snacking, you can eat you can eat healthy in the process of doing it. You'll be able to to eat healthy, and you'll still be able to get what you need. But Renee, I want to make sure that people know how to contact you. So could you just give us your website, the name of your website?
It's www.resultsbyrenee.com, www.resultsbyrenee.com.
And so to our listening audience, you want to make sure you go out there. It's a great website. She just has tons of information that to help you in moving forward and establishing a healthy eating lifestyle, not just during the holidays, but all the year through, because we have to understand that, you know, God has given our bodies for a reason. And our bodies is really the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we have to begin to respect health as much as we respect healing, because what happens is that we get caught up. And in the process of us getting caught up, we're always looking for God to heal us, but we want to do whatever we want. Renee, can you just quickly speak to that about how we respect health more than we respect healing?
Wow, that is really, really, that you respect health over healing, or healing over health?
Yeah, we respect healing over health. That's what it is.
Yeah, I think we go to God whenever we're in trouble and we need healing, but we don't really do it in health. We always say, don't name it, we won't claim it. There's always hear that. And, oh, you know, if God doesn't want this to happen, it's not going to happen. But when you have diabetes, you have to acknowledge, because when you acknowledge it, God puts all the people in play to help you. But when you don't, that's in denial. And you don't want to deny something. I'm not saying God gave you diabetes, but you don't want to deny the people that he's sent to you to help you through it. You're not alone. You have other people that can help you. And you're right. We get on our knees and pray and do this, but some of us even pray like for cars or materialistic things. But when it comes to our health, I have met so many people that put that glucose machine in the drawer. They deny they're not going to go to the doctor. They have chest pains. Oh, I don't want to worry my family. But no, you got to take care of your health, because you can, you know, better serve yourself, but also the people around you. God wants you to be healthy in body, mind, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of wealth right there. But we don't look at that health as a component of life. Go
right,
to your
right.
doctor. Eat right. Oh, that's somebody telling you what to do. But no, you can still be healthy by having a plant-based diet.
Right.
Be healthy. You know, but a lot of us and people in the community are afraid to go to the doctor, or they go to the doctor but don't take their pills at all.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit? And who is in you? Whom you have received from God. You are not your own. We are not our own. We were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with our bodies, meaning also nourish it, give it the right food, the beverages to support this temple that he gave us.
Yes. And, you know, and that's really true. And part of respecting health is if you do the preventative measures on the front end, you don't want to take medication. You won't have to take medication, because you would have done the preventative measures on the front end as Renee has been outlining to us, a great plan for living by having a plant-based diet. And when you have a plant-based diet, in more instances than not, those medications that you have to take, all of a sudden, they will begin to diminish and diminish. And in some instances, you won't be on any medication, and you will feel much better. But it's respecting health. And if you respect health on the front end, then you won't have to cry out to God for healing you because you have decided to eat whatever you want to eat, not exercise, not take care of your temple. And if you don't like taking medication, which I don't, so I try to eat healthy, I try to exercise because I don't like taking medication and I don't want to take it. And so I said, you know what? I gotta respect health even more than I respect being healed because I didn't do what God said by eating right in the first place and taking care of my temple in the first place. Renee, I know we've run out of time, and I just want to reiterate, go to Renee's website. She's coming out with some new books. If you go to her website, it's up on our Facebook event page, and it is, if you go to her website, you'll be able to access it and learn even more about establishing that healthy lifestyle at www.resultsbyrenee.com, R-E-S-U-L-T-S by Renee.com. I want to thank Renee for coming and being with us today on Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. And I also want to thank each and every one of you for coming and being with us. And again, I'm directing you to our website at themeplace.org. You want to make sure you get connected with us. We have some great things coming up in the future. I want you to be a part of it. I know my mandate is to make sure that you become everything that God envisioned so you can experience what God saw: spiritual abundance, wholeness, and wealth. And I do hope that you'll join us next Monday at Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie at 12 p.m. Be blessed. Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org. to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, Showers Blessings, and keep apprised of our activities and events. Learn more about the Me Place Empowerment Institute at www.themeplace.org. And it is always our prayer for you to have a successful, prosperous, and productive week as a marketplace influencer.